بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا.
Verse number 59. And I did not stop sending tangible miracles, which the idolaters requested, such as reviving the dead, except because I had sent them to previous nations, but they rejected them. I had given Thamud a great clear sign, namely the camel, but they rejected, and so I hastened their punishment. And I do not send miracles at the hands of the messengers, except as a warning for their people, so that they believe.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
Verse number 60. And remember, O Messenger, when I said to you, your Lord has encompassed the people in His power, and they are in His control. Allah will protect you from them, so convey what you have been ordered to convey. And I did not make what I clearly showed you on the night journey, except as a test for the people. Do they believe it or reject it? And I did not make the tree of Zaqum, which is mentioned in the Quran as growing from the bottom of the hellfire, except as a test for them. Thus, if they do not believe in these signs, they will never believe in anything else. And I frighten them by sending signs, but they do not increase those through them except in disbelief and remaining further in misguidance.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا.
Verse number 61. And remember, O Messenger, when I said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, as a prostration of greeting, not worship. So they compiled and all prostrated to him. However, Iblis refused to prostrate to him out of arrogance, saying, should I prostrate to the one you created out of clay, whereas you created me out of fire? I am better than him.
قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا.
Verse number 62. Iblis said to his Lord, do you see this creature you have honored above me by ordering me to prostrate to him? If you keep me alive until the end of this worldly life, I shall allure his children and misguide them from your straight path, except a few of them you have saved, and who are your chosen servants.
قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا.
Verse number 63. His Lord said to him, go with those amongst them who obey you, because hell is your recompense, and their recompense a complete and full recompense for your actions.
واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
Verse number 64. And mislead those you can mislead through your voice, which calls towards disobedience. Call out to them through your horsemen and foot soldiers, who invite towards obeying you. Become a partner to them in their wealth, by making attractive every action which opposed the sacred law, and become a partner to them and their children by falsely making a claim to them, attaining them through adultery, and making them worship others beside Allah when taking Allah's name, and make attractive to them false promises and futile aspirations, and the Satan only makes false promises which deceive them.
إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 65. You have no control, O Iblis, over my believing servants, who act in my obedience, because Allah has repelled your evil from them, and Allah is sufficient as a guardian for one who relies upon Him in his affairs.
ربكم الذي يسجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما.
Verse number 66. Your Lord, O people, is the one who makes the ships sail for you in the sea, hoping to seek your sustenance through the profits from trade and the like. He is merciful to you, as he facilitated these means for you. Beneficial points. 1. It is from Allah's mercy that He does not send the signs which the deniers request, so that Allah does not punish them immediately if they deny them. 2. Allah tests the servants through the Satan, who calls them through his speech and actions towards disobeying Allah. 3. One form of the Satan becoming a partner to man with respect to wealth and children is not to mention Allah's name when eating, drinking, and having intercourse, and not to teach one's children manners.
وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا.
Verse number 67. And when you are afflicted, O idolaters, by some calamity or misfortune at sea, such that you fear destruction, those whom you worship besides Allah leave your thoughts, and you only remember Allah and seek His assistance. Then when He assists you and saves you from your fears, and you return to land, you turn away from His oneness and supplicating Him alone, returning to your idols, and man rejects the blessings of Allah.
أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 68. So do you feel secure, O idolaters, when Allah has delivered you safely to land, that He will not make it collapse with you? Or do you feel secure that He will not make stones rain down on you, as He did with the people of Lut? Then you will not find any protector to protect you, nor any helper to save you from being destroyed?
أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِنَ الرِّيحِ فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِنَ الرِّيحِ فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا.
Verse number 69. Or do you feel secure that Allah will not turn you to the sea a second time? Then send a strong wind upon you, drowning you due to your being ungrateful for Allah's blessings after He saved you the first time. Then you will not find any claimant against Him for what He did to you and to defend you.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا.
Verse number 70. And I have honored the children of Adam through intellect, making the angels prostrate to their father, And I subjugated for them the animals and vehicles that carry them on land, and the ships that carry them by sea. And I provided them with good food, drink, spouses, and other things. And I granted them much virtue over much of my creation. They must be grateful, therefore, for Allah's favors in them.
يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا.
Verse number 71. And remember, O Messenger, when every group will be called out by their leader, whom they used to follow in life. So whoever is given his book of deeds in his right hand, they will read their books happily, and nothing will be decreased from their reward, be it as small as the thread on a date seed.
وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
Verse number 72. And whoever's heart is blind to accepting and submitting to the truth in this worldly life will be more blind on the day of judgment, not finding guidance to the path of paradise, and will be more astray from guidance, and the reward will be equal to the deed.
وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا.
Verse number 73. And the idolaters were about to turn you away, O Messenger, from the Qur'an that I revealed to you, so that you invent something else in my name, which conforms to their desires, and if you did what they wanted, they would have chosen you as their beloved friend.
ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا.
Verse number 74. And had I not favored you by making you firm on the truth, you were about to incline towards them slightly and then agree with them in what they requested of you, due to their severe deception and scheming, alongside your extreme eagerness for them to bring faith. However, I protected you from inclining towards them.
إِذًا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا.
Verse number 75. And had you inclined towards them in what they requested you, I would have given you multiplied punishment in this life and the hereafter. Then you would not find any helper to assist you against me and avert punishment from you. Beneficial points. 1. Humans are ungrateful for Allah's favors, except the one whom Allah guides. 2. Every nation will be called to its religion and book, to see if they practiced upon it or not. Allah does not punish anyone except after the proof against him has been established and he has opposed it. 3. Good people will be given their book of deeds in their right hand, and they will have great happiness and joy, whilst the opposite will be of bad people. 4. The hatred of the wrongdoers and deniers toward the messengers and their inheritors is apparent, due to the truth they carry, but it is not towards them personally. 5. Allah protected the Prophet from the causes of evil and from people, making him firm and guiding him to the straight path. His followers also enjoy this according to how well they follow him.